Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 39. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And I'm Stephen Huesmuller.
Today we'll be discussing the tech news of the week and anything else that we feel like talking about, I guess. For the week of, we decided it was, what, the 16th of February today?
Yes.
As it turns out?
Correct.
If you're listening live, it is Thursday, and I think we started right at 8 again. That's 2 weeks in a row. It's like a record.
Pretty much is.
But we of course, always shoot for 8 on Thursdays. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes. Steven is joining us today as he, you know, introduced himself at the beginning, straight from Afghanistan.
More like Colorado.
Oh, fair enough.
Sandbox?
No?
No.
Yeah, it's been kind of a quieter week, I would say. What do you think?
Yeah, quiet.
It's been very quiet.
Quiet.
Today there was some news. Do you wanna say anything before we start with that, Randy?
About what?
Anything?
Do I want to say anything about anything?
Appropriate?
Oh, no. Nothing appropriate.
Maybe
off air.
Maybe off air?
Yep.
So anyway, to this morning, if you paid any attention, I mean, even Danny knew. She told me. She asked if that's what we're going to talk about. So, I mean, it must have hit mainstream news at some point. But this morning there was a bunch of news about Apple releasing a new OS already, which will be 10.8, also known as Mountain Lion. And, yeah, seems pretty good so far from what I've seen. It's a smaller update than normal. Not the normal, but it's more of a leopard to snow leopard than it is a snow leopard to lion. Yep. Are you excited for it?
I am pretty excited.
Randy's clearly not excited, as he's left at this point. he's so upset about the situation that he left. If you've listened, you know obviously he is a PC and not a Mac person. They kind of went about things a little differently this time. Normally they would have, like last year, for instance, they'd kind of had a big announcement at WWDC for Lion. But this time they took a different approach, and they took probably about 24 different reporters and called them in and had their own personal, I don't know, show for each person. They did it one by one. And then they gave them each a MacBook Air with Mountain Lion on it to play with for a week. It's funny because this happened with something else that came out recently. I noticed like all the reviews came out on the same day. So I wonder if they give them a date when they can talk about it. Like, is there an agreement they signed? I think it might have been the Galaxy Nexus. Like, oh, I know they did with the iPhone 4S too. But it's like they give them like a pre-stuff, but they're not allowed to talk about it at all until then. It's like one morning I wake up like today and there's like 5 different stories about it. But I feel like that's what happened like with the Nexus too. Like it was like the same day all the reviews came out. Like,
yep. Well, I'm so I don't sure know if there's some agreements,
some clause that they sign when they give them the test material that.
Well, because they have to have, I mean, there's people out there testing, I'm sure, that aren't part of
the media.
Yeah. You know, so I'm sure they.
Well, I'm sure it's different for them, but it's just weird, like, when all the reviews come out.
All of a sudden, there's like, bam.
Yeah, like,
you're like, where's this been?
When I woke up this morning, you know, I was doing whatever, checked my stream, and I was like, wow. So, something happened. Like, it was just everywhere. And it's funny that they basically listed 10 new features, which is what they did with Lion, was 10 new features. It's kind of like their standard, I guess. Some of them are whatever. I mean, there'd obviously be more than 10 new features, because otherwise, why would they? They would just send those out as updates. But there's a few. We'll kind of go through some of them. Notification Center is gonna show up, which that's the one I don't know how I feel about the most. I think
it'll,
because even there's a picture of it I've found, and it looks exactly like the iOS version, which kind of weirds me out a little bit. And they say it'll be like just a little dot up in the top right corner of the task bar that you can hit. The other big thing about it is there's an app called Growl that I use personally, and I know is a big hit in the Mac. Do you use it at all?
Yeah, I use it.
Which is like, they said that it's going to come out as people are going to start claiming that it's ripping off Growl and killing it, the Growl killer. It's funny, there's actually, do you have the paid version from the App Store, or did you have it before that, before it was, when it was free?
I got it when it was free.
Because I haven't updated, but I've heard a lot of bad things about the update, which is funny, because now they charge for it, but either way, Notification Center. Overall, it's another big push to blending iOS and OS X together. And then Messages is another feature. Which is, it's funny because a lot of people have been asking for this. They're like, well, why don't they have it already? And actually, they launched that one. You can get that now out of the App Store. And you did get that, right, Steven?
Yes, I did.
I haven't got it yet, but does it work pretty well, you think? I mean, is it just like any other chat, like instant messaging pretty much?
Pretty much. They say it streamlines everything if you have an iPad or an iPhone to go along with it, but it's no different. It's just like the message version for the iPad.
Yeah, which actually I have found not to be the case for streamlining, because anything I've done on my iPad has stayed separate from my phone. And we were testing it out earlier. You were talking to me from your computer, and it showed up as when you talked to me from your iPad, I think is what it might have been. Or it might have just been your phone only on wireless before you got back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have two separate things with you because of that. And I was trying to figure out why earlier. I was playing with my phone. I thought maybe it was my phone that was it, but I didn't know. So if anyone knows about that, they could definitely let me know. Because other people, I haven't seen too many issues like this. I seen it a little bit when it first came out, but I haven't used it a ton. I mean, it happened, I use iMessage with Josh too, but he only has an iPad because he has an Android phone. But sometimes when he's using that, he'll message me because he can.
The one thing I thought was kind of lame was the fact that they were with the iMessage. Is it? That's the new one, right?
That's what it
is. Or messages.
Yeah.
Is they include AIM and GTalk. But it's like, I don't get why.
Because.
Like, why? I guess.
They have a messaging app already called, is it Bonjour? Or whatever, their iChat, or was it just iChat? But it already had AIM and GChat built into it, so it's just adding messages to that, really, is what it is. It's not they're building a whole new app and putting those in it for some odd reason. It was already built in. And I don't remember if there's a way to get... I don't think you can have...
Maybe they need to integrate Facebook chat.
I don't think Facebook's into that, personally. That's just my opinion. I mean, no. I don't know, but I don't think Facebook's
doing it. Right, it would be crazy. Because I think there...
I thought there was an app that came out for Windows already, but then I never heard about it again, so I don't know if it was just a leak at one point, or a fluke, or a lie.
Yeah.
Because it was a while ago. I thought for sure they would have rolled out, and I thought there would be a ticker app, too, kind of like a Twitter feed, like an app, a standalone app for your ticker. Is that what it's called, a ticker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so far, it hasn't shown up. But yeah, it is. I understand why it would have AIM and not like, because MSN doesn't work with it, which is weird.
Right.
So yeah, I used to have those separately.
Yep. And that was the thing. I mean, to me, it'd be interesting if like the big. I mean, I haven't used a messenger service in a long time, you know. But it's like it'd be interesting if this is something that. Are you familiar with Trillion?
Right. There's a thing called Adium that's pretty popular on Mac. I don't have it, but I've been thinking about downloading it because I didn't know it worked with GChat before. But that's kind of the same thing as Trillion, where it's like a catch-all.
Yep.
It's just a third company.
So it'd be interesting.
With using the APIs, I would imagine, is how it's done.
It'd be interesting if a company like them would integrate something like iMessage. Because
that would kill, I think... I think if they would release an API for it, which I don't know why they don't, it would, I mean, it makes sense that they want to keep it all in the family, but if they could somehow release it so it could be put on Android, let's say.
Right.
Or some, like, not that it would, but, you know, I could see someone making an app, why wouldn't they, right?
Well, it's like, I mean, if they want it'd be a good way to take over, sort of. I
but,
mean,
but
not
they're
that,
all about keeping everyone in their ecosystem. Right. It's a double-edged sword. I think I get
both sides, and but it'd be interesting if you they know because it's like because I know I would download it because I get messages from people because you can message people with Android, but it doesn't. Right? With iMessage?
It's just like, but it shows over up for your SMS. So right. Like,
see,
for
and that's
people
the thing.
With iPhones, it just automatically knows which one it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm sure it has like some sort of like tag or whatever in front.
It doesn't
whatever,
necessarily
but
work. Like, it was like the first couple times, it takes a few messages before it realizes that it's another iPhone, and then it switches over to iMessage automatically.
Okay.
As long as you have it turned on your phone. Because
I know when I've gotten messages from people who have iPhones, you can, like, I don't know that it's, like, the iMessage part or whatever, but all of a sudden I start getting other people replying, and the text messages are coming to me, and it's like,
I've
what
noticed
the hell is
some
up with
oddness,
that?
And I don't know if it's from iMessage or what it is, if people do, like, if they text multiple people. Because you can do group chat with it, so that would make sense. So if they're included, like, so let's say, like, Lydia, I know, does a lot of, like, she'll send a big message to everybody.
Yep.
Which is funny, because she has the oldest phone in the world. But but it's that sort of thing, where, like, if someone with iMessage did it, you would get all the replies, because it's a group chat.
Right.
So,
it's
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw an email pop up from Gadget today, because I get their updates. They said, what if... How does it work? Like, what if I have a Mac and an Android? Like, if they have my email, like someone with an iPhone had their email in their contact, and they are messaging them, will it send it to their iMessage if they've used that, like, under the same contact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How will it know not to send it to their phone? Or I have a feeling it'd end up like how ours was with two, where I have you on my thing twice. But... Either that or you'd have to keep the context up. But it's a good question. Like, I'm sure maybe they'll work it out. I mean, obviously, it's just released for developers today in beta. The whole thing. I mean,
right.
Even.
Are you going to get it?
Messages? Or Mountain Lion when it comes out?
Mountain Lion.
Well, not on this computer, apparently.
Come on.
Yeah. Ha ha ha. Randy's a comedian. But.
You can put it on your other laptop you have hidden.
Right, my hidden laptop.
Yep.
So
nice.
And then I would, obviously. I mean, the $30 for an upgrade, I think, is really not bad. That's what the last two versions of their software have been. It's $30, which I don't think is bad.
But it's just an update.
No, well, it's technically a new operating system.
Do you think?
Well, like, it's the same as Windows Vista to 7 to.
Well, but Windows 7 to Vista to 7 was
But how much would it have cost you to upgrade from Vista to 7?
Like $100.
Right. And you think that's a huge thing, you think?
Yeah, from Vista to 7 it was, I think. I mean, XP to Vista was bigger, but, I mean, there's still a lot of features from that are... They're the same, kind of. To me,
comparable.
It seems like... I almost picture, like, all of the OS X versions as, like... service packs almost, you know?
Right. No, I understand what, like, you're saying, because it's 10 still.
Right.
Because it's 10 point something, but...
Yeah.
But they... Yeah. I don't know, it's just... kind of wonder what's going to happen, because this will be 10.8, so then, like, will they keep going past 10?
So, is there, like, 10.1 through 8 then? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? So, see, that's interesting to me, because when you get Windows is good for... 5 years, 4 or 5 years usually before the next one comes. Well, yeah, it had to be that for 7 to when 8 comes out. But so you're paying $30 for 8 different versions then, which in the end is you're still like about the same price then as what it would be to upgrade Windows.
But well, it's been since 2002, I guess. So I don't know how many. 2002 was when OS X was launched, and they've had, it's funny because 10.1 was Kodiak, and since then they've been, but, so I don't know how many Windows versions there have been in that time.
Since 2002?
Yeah. Were they on XP already? They would have had to have been, right? No?
Might have been...
Millennium?
It would have been XP for sure. Yeah, I'm trying to. It would have been XP for sure.
But
I don't find out actually. Whatever.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, I mean they're big upgrades. Like, but they're talking about like this one, like we said, from Lion to Mountain Lion. That's why it's kind of a similar name, is because it's a softer upgrade than it was, like, from Snow Leopard to Lion. There was a lot bigger of. A lot more had happened, if that makes sense. Kind of like they compared it to from going from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 4S. Kind of like that's they think that's part of the reason they didn't have an announcement.
The upgrade was a sticker.
Right. Yeah. And just that it's not quite as big as, like, form changing. But yeah. Moving on to the next feature was AirPlay mirroring. So mirroring your entire screen via an Apple TV to a TV. So I think that's something I think that'll be kind of cool. Like, as long as it works like the same, like it works pretty slick with just like my phone or my iPad to the TV. I think it works like you just pull something up on YouTube and you're like, here, check this out. And you just, and then it's on your TV. Like, it works really well. So hopefully it works the same. It's supposed to. So Game Center is one that I really don't care about.
It looked pretty lame.
Yeah. Well, because that's exactly what Game Center is on the iPhone and the iPad, but they're mobile. And it's funny because just the other day I downloaded a game that I had on my phone, and I wonder if somehow they, like, if it was a setup as they were coming. But it's kind of like the game that you always play. It's similar to that.
Call of Battlefield?
No, Supremacy, or whatever it is.
Oh, yep, Supremacy HD.
It's called Galcon, but it's the same kind of concept where you're taking your people and attacking things. But it's funny, because I downloaded it, because I've had it on my phone since I got my iPhone. It was one of the first apps I got, and I really like it. And I was like, oh, it's on the Mac App Store, and it's weird, because now you can play against people on the mobile versions. And then it's funny that this came out, and I was like, that seems coincidental. Cause it's the first game I've seen that's been that kind of cross-platform playing. But yeah, Game Center, whatever. iCloud, which is odd because that was a huge selling point for Lion.
Yeah.
But it's more of a Dropbox.
They're just reiterating.
They're making it more, like, right now it's just like contacts and stuff. It's more for your phone, but this is like for your computer. It's more Dropbox based than.
Yeah, that's what I put, like, when I wrote the Geek Report. From what I was reading about it, was they were trying. I think they're trying to compete with, the Dropbox and the Amazons
and the possible future
Google
Drive.
It's true.
China, apparently. I don't care because I don't live there. but apparently they're making better Chinese text input and autocorrect, and they're making it more Asian friendly. I don't know. How else do you put that? You got anything?
More universal.
Yeah, but they want China because that's where everybody lives. Right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
All the people?
All the tech. Anyways.
Yeah. And then they're bringing notes and reminders, which, whatever. They're the apps from your phone. They're just making them. Notes were built into Mail before, which always annoyed the shit out of me personally. So it's nice that they're making it its own standalone app, I guess, even though I don't use it anymore because I just use Evernote. Do you use Notes?
I use Notes on my phone.
But and then they sync to your...
They sync to my mail. And then mail, you're like,
why is this here? This iPad, is stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine on the iPad. Yeah. I get that, like, having the same notes. But the fact that it was built into the mail was always weird to me. Reminders, which is kind of built into the calendar now, but it'll be by itself, so that'll be nice. Supposedly the calendar's getting better again. Twitter integration into the whole operating system, which is kind of cool. I like it mostly because I like Twitter a lot, and I like to see them not keeping up with Facebook, because they're really not the same services at all, but to see them, you know, keeping traction with, they're still, it's hard because I don't see them as direct competitors. Do you?
Not yet. Oh,
They could get there.
I don't.
Well, it's like, do you see Google Plus and like, I think Google Plus is closer to Facebook than Twitter is either of them. I think it's kind of...
Right.
But I like that they're putting it into OS X. How about you? Do you care? You're like, whatever, it's Twitter. It's not that hard to do already, so... Whatever.
It'd be interesting to see how they integrate that integrates with that notification bar.
Yeah.
Cause,
well, except for...
Because, yeah, like, if you... Well, like, if I think... The way I picture it is, like, if it's anything like you or me, like, what... Say, like, when CES was going on, how was your Twitter?
Well, yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. But so this, is it like you're going to have, like, one real notification buried under, like, 500 tweets?
No, it's the way Twitter is... Categorize it? The way Twitter is being built in is more of a sharing sense. So, like, I'm on a web page. All I have to do is go up and click this button and share it right to my Twitter.
Oh, so it's not... It's, I getcha.
You still have to have the client, which is why it's not that different from how it is now, except for that it's built in, like, two buttons and I can share any article I'm on or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Pictures.
It almost seems like then sort of like a wasted feature.
Well, that's what a lot of people said is like you can get that for every, like an add-on
like
for
any
a
browser.
Widget browser. Yep. What do you?
Yeah, widget.
What's the other word for it?
App.
No, whatever. That's not the word I was looking for.
An extension.
That's what I was looking for.
There you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I think the last one is Gatekeeper, which is not really anything, I don't think. Oh, I mean, it's something, but, like, it makes it sound a lot more intimidating than it really is.
The Gatekeeper.
Right. And I think this is by far the one that will cause the most controversy. I think it already has started.
What is it? I didn't read about that one.
It essentially...
Like a password manager?
It's like... No, it's like a... It's kind of like how on Windows, everything pops up if you don't tell it not to. Like, oh, you don't know where this is from. Do you still want to download it? Oh, this is from the internet. Do you want to open it? It's kind of like that, except for you can... It'll start out right at the beginning. Like, it'll only download applications. You can have it. There's three levels you can pick. And one is just anything. Open whatever you want at your own risk, basically. Only from the Mac App Store is a level.
So this is...
And then only from the Mac App Store or identified developers, which... People can register with Apple. They don't have to put it in the App Store, but they still have to just get credentialized. It's kind of like verified accounts. That way, you're only downloading things that have registered.
This is awesome to me because, like, the one thing that Apple has always claimed is they want that sort of transparency between installing an app and the user. Like, if you want an app, you click OK, and it just goes... And magically everything's there.
Well, it kind of does. Well, I mean, you just drag it into your folder and it just loads.
But it's interesting because if they start bringing up prompts and stuff, you know,
well,
I mean, granted, you can
it's
set
like,
it.
It's like a setting you set at the beginning. It's not going to pop up and ask you. It's just, well, it'll tell you if you can't download it.
Right.
Is what it is, I guess.
Right. Because I know, I guess, I mean, it isn't in our new, is that all the features you have
That's
to talk
the last
about?
Feature, yes.
All right. Because it kind of goes with...
The Hacker News?
No, I was reading about the iPhones and how all apps have access to all of your contacts and all of their phone numbers and email addresses. Did you read about that?
The thing that started with Path and has become this huge shitstorm?
Yeah.
Right. And now they're saying...
They wrote
a
letter directly to Apple about it.
Right.
Because with
they're
Android...
Like,
at least
you get prompted.
You get prompted and say, you know, this is what it's accessing on your
and
phone.
And technically it's in the terms and services of everything, but it's ambiguously written and no one reads those anyway.
Exactly.
Which is funny. Just like the whole tracking thing we had, was it the start of last spring or last summer sometime?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, technically it's in all the terms and services. And then there was the, what was the most, the one that just happened not that long ago with that one company that has probably since shut down. You know what I'm talking about? The tracking one was on primarily HTC phones. It was tracking everything you did to help
make
the networks better.
It was that app that was installed like in the beyond the OS even.
Right. It was on Carrier add-on. I can't remember what the company name was.
Wasn't it
Carrier IQ?
Carrier IQ.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like it's like that.
But
again.
So it was interesting because that there was a big article I read about that on Gizmodo this week and how they had picked apart one of the apps that a developer made, and it's like, yeah, without you knowing, it's just going in and grabbing stuff, you know? And it's like, you have no idea what they're like. I can't think of any reason why any app would need. The like, reason, I can see contacts, but why?
Well, that's what the big deal is. It's the address book is what it is.
Yep.
And like, it's funny because I saw today, like, and I'd noticed it because I got an update for Instagram, but like all this shit's going down with Path, because that's who it came out on, and they're the scapegoats right now, right?
Yep.
So they're getting hit, but it's funny. They're like, oh, Instagram quietly update at their security services. Like they changed their like they pushed an update while this was happening to change their settings because they were doing the same thing. And it, all it is, it's any social network. But it's funny. Like I said last week, Angry Birds was one of them. There was another company that had done it as well. But they all have access. There was another game that I thought was weird. It was Angry Birds was one of them, but there was another gaming. A higher level popular game. I don't remember what it was, but like Instagram and then Twitter has, I think, was it Twitter? It's like, it was a long time they keep it, like 18 months or something they keep your contact books. Like that seems a little bit of an overkill, but it's well, to help, sure it's to help suggest users to you. I mean, that's the whole point is they're building algorithms and whatever they are to send you new updates. And whatever, so I don't know. It has been crazy, and the Path stuff has still been going on, and there's actually inside the tech world a lot of internal drama about that because some people came to their defense and others tried to fight them about it because they said, well, you're an investor in it, of course you're gonna defend them, and they're like, well, I'm still blah 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 blah, and yeah, it doesn't really matter, but it's funny. But yeah, you have anything else you'd like to say about Apple?
That's about all I got.
What about you? Are you gonna get Mountain Lion?
Probably.
I don't know. To me, it's like,
Mike, why are you gonna get it? Are you gonna get it?
Well, yeah, it'll come installed on my new computer, obviously.
Fair enough.
And then I'll keep it in the closet.
Nice.
No. Like, I waited a while for Lion, but I wanted to make sure that, because I was worried about, because my computer's a little older, so. But I upgraded my RAM, and then I got it, so. But I think that is all the Apple news for today. Right? Since we've talked about that for a half hour now?
Yep.
You want to talk about Barack Obama? No?
Nope.
Apparently he started a volunteer. There's a volunteer office for him in San Francisco. Apparently they're working on an app or something. So that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that, but
like an app for campaigning for him?
Yeah.
Oh, bet you that's gonna go viral.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I'll download anything.
It's true. We were just talking about that.
Yep. But I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know. That's cool. I like what he's doing.
That he's trying to stay modern.
Yeah, of sorts. You know, because it's like, I mean, if you want to,
he can read.
It's like, I have no interest in going out. Like when he came to Minneapolis, like I want to go and hang out with him and 100,000 other idiots out there.
Idiots.
Seriously. Well, it's like,
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
the crazy people.
Seriously,
it draws the crazies. Let's be honest.
But it's like when he creates a politics, Google Hangout. Crazies. That's interesting. Yeah. It's like, bravo for you. I can enjoy your company in the comfort of my home.
Well, and they had a picture of him on top of the article I read about this, and it was like him holding an iPad, showing like all these the guys working with him some stuff on it. Like, you know,
he's probably showing him, oh, check out, I just beat Sergey in Angry Birds.
I
just beat the top score.
That's funny, though. I wonder if he does play Angry Birds.
Maybe friend him.
Maybe he doesn't have time for that.
Probably. No, he probably does.
What is he doing, right? He's flying on the plane all the time.
When he's on the John. What else is he going to do? He can play some Angry Birds.
Maybe he's a Cut the Rope fan. It's a pretty good noise. It's pretty good. I'm impressed. Yeah, that's all about Barack Obama. That came out today, and of course, as everything that he does, you know, it draws heat from someone, so.
It's, I mean, here's my little political
thing. Like, I'm sick of this election, like, 6 months ago.
It's so, like, I don't, either way, no matter who anybody votes for, there's, half the country is gonna hate whoever's voted in. No matter what.
Especially with...
You know, you can't win them all.
We're not a political show. We need to move on.
I know. I was just going to say, it's funny reading, like, Yahoo articles about, like, that even reference Obama and reading the commenters, like, how many trolls are out there. Because it's just, like, 9 out of 10 comments are like, no Obama. And I'm just like, good gosh, people. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Facebook verified.
Want to talk about Facebook? We could have gone into a whole bit. I just think that was heading in the wrong direction.
I know. Then, well, I just wanted to talk about trolls.
Well, it's funny because Lifehacker, I think 2 days ago, they sent out an email every day, and it was about how to not be a troll.
Oh, that's awesome. It's
how to make your identity noble, more. I don't know what was a better word.
Makes
for it.
Sense.
But it amused me that was their art, because I signed up for their thing, so I get their email update every day, and it's like their top story of the day, whatever it is, and. Yeah, Facebook verified. You wanna talk about that? You got that one? You wanna tell me what a verified Facebook user is?
Nope.
Steven?
I don't care.
Are you verified?
I don't know.
I'm not famous.
Yeah, it basically from what I gathered, it's like Twitter. They're basically copying Twitter. Where I don't know what the verification
and Google+. Google Plus does it too.
I don't know what the verification process is.
A lot of times, I know for Google Plus, it was like a credit card.
Because I know with Twitter, Anna Gasteyer, used to be on SNL, she's been trying to get her Twitter account verified.
And she can't. I saw an article.
And it was hilarious. Funny. Like, she even has like a picture of herself holding paper, like saying, "Why won't you verify me?"
Right.
And it's like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's to help stop all the crazy. And I mean, you can obviously, if you just go search on Facebook, even I'm sure if you search Barack Obama on Facebook, there would be 1,000 Facebook pages that popped up that were not real. You think? Are you going to do it right now?
Let's see.
Literally 1,000, Mike. But yeah, so they're getting into that game as well.
Not really.
No.
No, looks like 1,000? There's 14, maybe? I mean, I'm sure there's more than 14, but, I mean, he's the first one that pops up.
Is he verified? Has it started yet?
Let's see.
Doesn't show anything.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
It's not really him, then. How many followers does he have? Subscribers, does it say? Friends?
25 million?
Yeah, it's probably not him.
No, it's a fake one. Anyways,
moving on. You want to talk about Xbox?
Sure. There's not really too much to say about it, but it was announced by... I don't know how you pronounce the name. I'd always say Cockatoo. It's like a informant type site.
Kotaku.
Kotaku. Yeah, that one.
The Gawker Media one.
Yeah. And, I mean, all the stuff that they release is fairly accurate. I mean, it's still a rumor site, but it's rumored that the code name for the new Xbox is...
starts with a D?
Durango.
Thank you. And
like a Dodge?
They posted the picture of... No, there was I think it was from Pixar. Like a
character?
Cartoon. Yeah, it was like a lizard guy.
Yeah.
It was a picture of him.
So. Which is weird because Apple and Pixar it's Microsoft. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's just what they put.
I know. It's funny.
Anyways.
It's just a funny thing to say.
Yeah, like me.
I don't know. You're so angry all the time.
It's because you...
It's not like I'm sitting here ripping on Microsoft.
Mike. It is just like that.
It's not like that at all. Anyway...
It's like, oh.
I'm sticking with Xbox 720, which I hate that name, but I have a feeling that's... We've talked about it multiple times.
Yeah.
Do you think it's... What do you think it's going to be called? Steven.
Xbox 1080.
1080 is a logical name. Yeah. Like, 720 is completely... Like, if they name it that, I refuse to buy one.
You're such a liar.
What? No, I won't buy one.
You're such a liar.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
It's recorded right
then
now.
Then I'm going to get one, and I'm going to be like, oh, Mike, check this out.
I'll be like, that's cool, but I fucking hate the name.
Yeah, so what? PlayStation 3. Good one. Glad they're incrementing by one. They're so damn clever.
What if the next one was like 4.5? Like, what? It's just, it'll cause confusion. Like, you want to talk about, like, the Saturday Night Live commercial?
The Verizon?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
It's just like, people are going to be like, no, but I thought TVs were 1080. This is 720.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, though, because your modern day person, most people,
doesn't know anything.
Yeah. They're not, they don't care. They're buying a big screen TV. I think of people like my parents, if they were to go to Best Buy and buy a TV, they're not going to, they're just going to go, whatever you tell me is good.
Do they even make 720 TVs anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Because that's what they give out, like, on Black Friday. Like, the...
For free?
$250... For free.
Practically.
46-inch. Yeah, the $200 TV.
Well, it's worth it to get 100 people in line when they only have 5 TVs, and they're all going to spend $1,000 that day.
Right.
Was that all the Xbox news you had?
Yep.
Now, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but Google Drive, we talked about it last week, being rumored to be launching again, like it has been for the last year or two. But today, was it at GeekWire, one of the writers there, like, was in their Google account, and it said, oh, sign up for Google Drive, and there was, like, a screenshot, and so it has appeared to have leaked early, perhaps. There wasn't much more on it than that, but it may be closer than they think. I don't know. The picture looked like a legitimate Google, like, type screenshot to me. Yeah, I don't know if you saw it or not. But it, like, showed their Google Doc images, and then it had, like, a little laptop picture and, like, an arrow to them, like, oh, drop me in the cloud.
To the cloud.
Just like that. But I don't know. Like, for me, I think, what do they need that for? I mean, I kind of understand, but Google Docs kind of is the same thing. Or is that just me? No? Yes? No? Maybe? Maybe not?
No, I'm sure there's more to it.
Do you use Google Docs, Steven, besides stuff for when I send them to you?
Only when you send me stuff.
That's too bad. You're missing out.
That's where I hang. Well, you don't use a lot. Well, you use a lot of other computers, though, like, besides your own. Like, you don't use one at work.
Yeah, I use one at work.
You're not allowed to do your own stuff? Or they come out and shoot you, or what?
Well, like...
They all have guns, right?
Yeah, but the Army has its own... Document program.
Are you getting in trouble for saying this right now? Okay.
No.
Whistleblower over here. Don't tell Pat.
But, like, for all the documents that we need, it's all on one program, and that's how we send it.
What program is it? Doesn't the government use Google Docs? Google Apps?
I know they just... I believe it's the Army that's getting the first released Androids, secured Androids now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. I mean, maybe you guys have been testing them for a while.
No. Everybody still has Blackberries.
Well, that's too bad.
But that's why they're switching to Android.
Because poor Rim.
It's true. I'm sure that's kind of a big hit to them.
Well, there was another big company.
Army's that's just like, we're out.
That just switched from them to iPhones, too. And I was like, ah, poor Rim. Like, it was a large number.
Hopefully somebody buys them up.
Like Dish Network.
They need a...
Dish Network is going to buy RIM, and they're going to buy T-Mobile, and then they're going to own the world. And no one will buy anything from them, because they're buying shitty services. Actually, T-Mobile's fine, but...
Yeah, they can...
You're not happy with them recently, or...?
If they would get some phones.
They can't afford it. They're fourth place.
They got $3.4 $5 billion from Verizon coming.
But Deutsche...
That's to Deutschcom.
Deutschcom doesn't give a shit about T-Mobile anymore. They just want to cut it off. It's like their redheaded stepchild. And they're just like, I don't want to... I'm not giving you any more money.
It's too bad.
Deal with what you got.
It's too bad.
Figure it out. We should buy T-Mobile.
Let's tell Pat.
That's what I was going to say. Let's talk to Pat. There's some news about Light Squared going to get a bunch of money from Sprint, too. Because the FCC isn't going to allow them to be real, let's say. I don't know. They're not going to allow the spectrum use that they have. And if that happens, then Sprint's going to owe them a ton of money. I don't know the details, but if you're interested in that, Google it. Or if you're really interested, you can email me and I'll look into it and I'll tell you what's going on. Because whatever. But that's all I have about Google. Do you want to talk about hackers?
Sure.
Sure.
This last weekend, so we've talked about Anonymous before, they're a hacker group that is for the people, sort of. Kind of, I've decided I'm going to call them the Robin Hoods.
The Robin Hoods?
Of the modern world. No, they're all about
stealing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Yeah,
makes sense. I get it.
So their latest thing. They've always gone after kind of more smaller type websites. Like they went after the Boston Police because of the protest Boston. There was a bunch of protesters that had gotten beat by police officers there, so they hacked their website, took it down. Well, the latest one that they had decided to take down was sort of, maybe you've never heard of the website before, but it's this one called, I think, maybe CIA.gov. Have you ever heard of it?
CIA. It's not ringing any bells. Do you know anything about that?
Is it KIA?
How do you pronounce it? CIA.
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 Yeah. So, the CIA got hacked.
No big deal, right?
No big deal.
They're not in charge of anything important.
So, their entire site taken down. And they posted on their Twitter saying, you know, it's like, oops. Or we didn't have anything to do with your website being taken down, because there's multiple people who claim to be with Anonymous, but they posted an apology letter on their Twitter that said, basically, we're sorry your website is down. It wasn't our intentions to do that. However, we created a significant amount of attention to a situation that goes unnoticed too far often. 6 servers containing child porn are six servers containing child porn are actively DDoSing your web server, which is basically creating millions of requests to the CIA website. That's so awesome. Nobody else can get to it. And it's basically they can't stop it because they don't have access to those servers. So they basically said it's either take down these servers with that stuff on them, or the attacks will stop in 42 days. And I've never heard back. I know the site is back up, so I'm assuming they finally took down the servers.
That's crazy.
But pretty interesting.
That's the American government.
That's huge. I'm pretty sure that's their biggest one they've done. So yeah. and it's not like, I mean, most people think, you know, it's like, oh, hackers, you know, that are just, you know, a couple of kids sitting in their basement. But I mean, Anonymous is huge now.
Huge.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I laughed when I read it.
CIA.
You know, because it's not like they're doing it just to be a bunch of arrogant a-holes on the internet going, look at us.
They kind of stand for something.
Yeah. Like I said, they're like for the people. And it's not like they were, I mean, it was more to get public notice of what's going on. You know, they're going after these.
I feel like some of the other stuff they did maybe wasn't at, like, this is the most straightforward, I think, it's been. I mean, the other stuff they did was, but I think that was more for themselves.
But they had when they hacked the banks and they took money to donate. Well,
that was good. But I mean, like at the beginning, though, I think they were just kind of messing around at first, and it's kind of become more of a focused charge lately. Yeah. Like the things they've been doing have seemed more focused, I guess, is what I think. Like, it kind of seemed all over the place.
It's like
they got their group together.
It's kind of like, you know, it's like when we first start our podcast, we're like, what the hell are we doing? And then what is the thing? It's like you hit your groove and it's like, this is what we're doing. You need to sail with it. They got their groove now.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
Yeah.
CIA.
Kia.
Is that all for your hacker news?
That was the only thing worth noting.
I mean, really, there hasn't been much else this week. It's been pretty quiet until this morning. Like I said, I woke up and I felt like it was like a giant storm of...
It's like, oh no!
It's like everything in my stream was. I was like, really? Did I sleep through this? But, yeah, I think that pretty much, is there anything you'd like to say, Steven?
No. Would you like to give a shout out?
Is there anyone you'd like to say hello to today?
No, I'm good.
Anything you need to promote? Not yet, right?
No, not yet.
Come later. And next week, Matt will be joining us with some special news.
Oh, snap.
If you want to check him out earlier, though, you can check him out at Matt Fowler on Twitter. which really isn't him, but it's funny. Yeah, so make sure you tune in next week. And we are actually approaching our 1 year pretty soon that we've been doing this, so we're going to do something for that.
We should probably announce. There'll
be details for, what, next week, you mean?
No, in, I would say, like, a couple weeks ago.
So just check back. Make sure you're checking back. There'll be some details.
Deets.
Maybe you can meet Steven. Who knows? Maybe he's going to fly to your house, everyone's house. That's our happy 1 year. Meet Steven at your house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can we meet him?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with us sooner, you can always email us. Do you know what the email is, Steven?
I don't.
What the hell? It's pretty easy.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or if you, don't like typing or are illiterate or...
If you're not good at typing, you still have to type a phone number.
Yeah, but people know numbers, just if they don't, they're illiterate, don't you think?
Yep. No.
No. You can always call us, though, regardless of your...
Do you know our phone number?
Literacy or illiteracy.
Do you have it in your phone?
I don't have it in my phone.
Oh, shit.
Killing us. 406-79-GEEKS. You want to take a crack at what it is, Randy?
No.
406-794-3357. And always, we'll be back next Thursday at 8. Or check us out
PM on PM Central.
Or iTunes.
Not AM. Don't tune in the morning because we won't be here.
Well, I'll be asleep probably. I wake up at about 8. Give or take because I never get up when I should. And I'm late. neither here nor there.
Follow us into... Oh, wait. Are we done with all this stuff? No. Oh. Hey, how about follow us on Twitter?
Yeah. Do you know that? Our Twitter?
I'm following you guys, but I don't know it.
Can you take a guess?
Take a guess.
At Bleed Geek.
Oh, woo! Shit. You get 5 Bleed Geek points.
Or check us out on Facebook.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Boom. He's 2 for 2 now.
Nice. But yeah, I think that's about it for Tumblr. But
hey, how about just... check our site out. Yeah. Bleedgeek.com.
It's pretty easy, right?
I hope so.
And of course, if you want to find the podcasts, they're all there. If you don't want to check on iTunes, because for whatever reason, there's only like 3 or 4 on iTunes. 3 last I checked. And one of them says it's only a second long, but that was last week's, and that's a dirty lie, because if you start playing it, it's still like 57 minutes.
Hmm.
So I don't know why it says it's only a second. Weird. Apple.
Twilight Zone.
Apple's killing us. But yeah, otherwise you can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I'm at Crandall111.
Still. And Steven is?
At S. Hughesmaller.
Schmuller.
At Schmuller.
You want to spell it?
Or just follow one of us and you'll find him.
You can find me.
You'll find him.
Schmuller.
Yeah. So with that, we thank you for listening and have a good evening.
Mountain lion.
Mountain lion.